You're listening to Comedy Central.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Please welcome back to the show, Anna Kendrick. Welcome back to the show.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me back.
Congratulations on joining what many people believe is going to be the next behemoth in streaming, Disney Plus, with a brand new movie that some people are saying is going to be the next Christmas classic.
Yes, I'm very smart.
It's just
I've made all the right moves.
It feels like you have, because this is like, even the premise of the movie, I was like, oh yeah.
Adorable.
This is genius.
Darling.
This is because you play Santa's daughter, but basically it's like the Santa gets passed down from generation to generation.
Yeah. So Bill Hader plays the next Santa in line.
Right.
He disappears because he's nervous that he won't do a good job. And I have to, go and save Christmas. I mean, naturally.
Right.
Why wouldn't I? Why would I make a Christmas movie where I didn't have to save Christmas? That's my job.
But it's a cool story because, like, I mean, like, I'm not giving anything away, really, other than the fact that, like, it's just a story where Noelle, your character, goes like, oh, why does Santa have to go down to the boys? Like, Santa could be the most efficient Santa, the most, the most experienced Santa.
Yeah.
Whoever's the best Santa, that could be anyone.
Yeah,
that could be you.
It could be anyone.
Right. You have a better chance of fitting down a chimney.
Well, thank you, Trevor.
I think you do. I think you have a much better job of fitting down a chimney than Santa.
Yeah.
I think you would be... Every time I see Santa, I'm like, no, this is not going to end well. Like, he's going to sue somebody for the chimney, but I feel like you could make a more efficient Santa.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, that isn't an argument we use in the film, but maybe it's not too late for reshoots.
Well, but that's because in the film, like, Santa has magical things.
Yeah.
Yes.
Of course. There has to be magic. I mean, it's a Disney movie.
Right.
I mean, if you're going to do a Christmas movie, it should be with Disney because they're going to build a North Pole where the whole thing is ice. There are no sidewalks. It's all ice, and you ice skate everywhere, and it's all very,
that is
very
magical.
It is magical. It's friggin' magical is what it is.
So when you join, like, the Disney team, do you get to, like, meet, like, cool Disney, like do you, like, hang out with Mickey?
With
like
Goofy
like
and
in
stuff?
The, yeah?
Yeah.
Is it, like, a secret, like party that Mickey hosts and stuff?
I mean, I can't talk about that here.
I shouldn't have even asked. You're doing something amazing in your career right now, which is not just acting, not just writing books, not just singing, not just being this all-around performer, but you've stepped behind the camera as well as an executive producer on your projects, which is really exciting.
Yeah, it's been really exciting. It's, it's nice to have a seat at the table, and it's also, like, I do feel like, in so many things in life, it's a job that I have felt, frankly, that I've been doing on a lot of projects, and
right.
I just haven't had the title. I've had, like, comments from directors being like, oh God, like, thanks for that, Anna. I owe you a car, my God. I'm like, or you could give me an EP credit. So it's been really, really exciting.
But isn't it a bit weird to be like, because here's the thing, when you're acting, the director's sort of your boss, but then, because you're the actor, and then there's the director's your boss, but then as the EP, you're now the director's boss.
Yeah.
So it's like, because it'd be weird if the director gives you a note.
I know. I've been really lucky so far where, because sometimes you get on a project and like 2 weeks in, you're like, this guy's an idiot. oh no, like what do I do? But so far, anything that I've been a producer on, like I have just such respect for and trust for the director.
I think you should do a fake phone call. That's what you should do if that happens.
Oh.
You just do a fake phone call as yourself.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying? Because like, you're there on set.
Actor Anna needs to speak to producer Anna. This isn't working out with this director.
Yeah, you just go like, hello.
Don't worry, babe, I'm gonna get down there. You're a star.
Right, and you just do like a whole
thing. You're doing great.
Exactly. That's exactly what you do. And then you kill the game.
Yeah.
I love. Do you ever think you'd see a world where you wouldn't be in front of the camera then? I don't want to see that world, but I don't. Like, a lot of people gravitate towards that, where people, like, actors go like, no, I actually enjoy this. I like just, like, running everything.
I mean, I could see that.
I just said I don't want to see that.
I mean, it's less kind of hair extensions and all that stuff.
Oh, that makes sense.
So that's, you know, that would be a plus. I could wear hoodies again, you know, that kind of thing.
That makes sense.
But I mean, yeah, I really like my job. I if anything, I think for a long time I felt like really all I wanted to do was the acting part, and I felt like there came a time when I was like, oh crap! Like again, like so many things in life, you realize like there aren't just grown-ups in the room. You know, you're the grown-up.
Yes,
and you're like,
that
oh
makes
no,
sense.
That means nobody knows what they're doing. That's such bad news. Oh no. Because it would be great if there were kind of grown-ups that were more grown-up than you are, and there aren't.
Right.
It's just
I like
that
the idea
level.
That you're saying that in the meeting out loud. Just like in meetings.
To everyone
oh,
going,
no,
oh,
there
no,
are no
you're
grown-ups.
All, none of you know what you're doing. God, why did I listen to any of you?
I think that would be amazing. I think everything that you're doing is amazing. Disney Plus is going to be huge just because it's Disney.
I agree. I've made the right moves.
You have made all of the right moves. The Christmas movie is coming out. Noelle is your character. Is there anything else you want to tell us about? Because I just like chatting to you.
Oh, I actually did want to say that I hope that the fact that Between the Scenes has become like a whole thing is something that you're happy about and not like, I've got to do like bonus interviews now because Anna one time came on after in Between the Scenes.
No,
and now
no.
It's like a whole thing.
No, but you were the only person who like refused to listen to me when I said
it's not a thing.
Between the Scenes is not a thing.
But now it's a thing, so you're welcome.
Yes. And I thank you, Anna.
But I hope that that's okay and not just more work for you.
No, it's fine.
I can tell in your eyes that you kind of
These
hate
are
it.
Happy eyes. These are happy eyes. These are eyes that enjoy doing more work. That's what these eyes are.
No.
Well, I guess maybe we'll do another Between the Scenes. Noelle will be available to stream when Disney Plus launches November 12th. Anna Kendrick, everybody.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, D. Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.